second verse.
Third
John, the second verse.
Beloved,
I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper
and
be in health,
even as thy soul prospers.
Even as thy soul prospers.
For
I rejoice greatly
when the brethren came and testified of the truth.
Yes.
That is in thee.
Yes.
Even as thou walkest in the truth.
Yes.
I have no greater joy.
No greater joy to hear that my children walk in truth.
Beloved,
thou doest faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren
and
to strangers,
which have borne witness of thy charity before the church.
Yes.
Whom if thou bring forth on their journey,
yes,
after a godly
word,
thou shalt do well.
All right, that's good. Thank you very much. My burden tonight is more on the second verse. We heard this morning about how some of the things we heard regarding how God requires of us to care for our body. We're stewards over our soul, our body, our mind, our spirit, and every temporal thing that God permits to come our way. He expects us to be a good steward. And we know we need God's grace and wisdom to know how to do with the things that He provides for us. Some people go through life according to the will of God, and they're well most of the time. And some people go through life and they're sick most of the time. This scripture says that it is the will of God, that His wish. This is the revelator, the apostle John, speaking under the auspices of the Holy Ghost. I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. So it is certainly the will of God that we prosper in our soul and that we do well in our body by His grace. Now, I've read many, many books, and many of them testify about long periods of time that God chose to put His people through. Sometimes they were men, but most of the time it was a woman, and they had sickness in their body for long years, and some of them, no doubt, maybe didn't know the special care that was needed. And then at the same time, God was pruning and purging them to use them in a certain manner in their later life. So we know God knows how to prosper His church, whoever it may be. We have opportunities to minister and to one another in every way that we are able to minister. That those same people might be able to turn again and minister to some of the needs that we might have.
Yeah.
And so God knows how to rule in His church.
Yeah.
And I thank Him for it. That He is very, very interested tonight that you and I prosper in our soul.
Yes.
In your body as well. But in your soul. It's the kind of burden the Lord laid on my heart. God is very interested in our prospering. He's always been interested in our being able to do well. Now, we have certain characters in the Bible that did not do so well financially in life, but in the end, they had angels as their pallbearers.
Yes.
And so, God knows how to even things out.
Yes, He does.
To the extent that we can know of a surety that God rules in the kingdom of men, we would have Him to rule in our life. Even when things seem like they're very unfavorable. No one likes to be sick. No one likes to be in want or a financial or temporal need. No one chooses to be in those conditions. But God purges us and purifies us through the things that we would rather not have to deal with and prospers us.
Yes.
As we yield ourselves to Him and He takes us through on His terms. He may have a little tug of war with us sometimes, because we would like to actually go through life on our terms sometimes. We would like to set the rules and regulations as to what we would go through and what the Lord dare not allow us to go through. Lord, I told you that, but that would be the worst thing that could happen to me. But God knows how to get us to heaven. And he knows how to make us useful while we're on this green earth, while we're here. He knows how to make us useful. And we really do not know how to be useful in the kingdom of God. There are many times when we first start out from the Lord, excuse me. We have talents and abilities. Everybody does. We have talents and abilities, and sometimes we configure in our mind, certainly God is going to use this certain ability that I have to be able to work in His kingdom. And God circumvents that altogether and has something else on His mind. Maybe even something we never even realized that we had even an inkling of an ability to do something. It was not our desire. We weren't aspiring for it. But God purged and pruned us to the extent that we were willing to do it and that we were able to use it in such a way that was edifying to the people of God. And so it's wonderful that we don't have to make decisions for ourselves. It's a wonderful thing that we don't have to make decisions, that we don't have to lean to our understanding, but that we can rely on the Lord, His wisdom and His grace and His understanding, His knowledge of things that are way past our being able to ever find out. He lets us know what we need to know to accomplish His will on this earth. And I'm grateful for that. I wish above all things that you prosper. Now, again, no one wants to be in the negative in their mind as to prosperity. We are living in an age and a time where men are endeavoring to mesh temporal wealth with some type of spirituality. It's one of the tenets of the New Age religion, for certain. They consider when an individual is doing well financially that they are in a position where they can give out some type of spiritual wealth. The problem is it happens to all be false doctrine. And so that is no way to gauge our life or anyone else's life. There are many people today, especially in the entertainment world and other facets of the world's activity, many of them by their own confession have sold their soul to be able to be wealthy. They've aspired to be wealthy. And even though they had wealth, they wanted more. They wanted to do better. They wanted to get out their best. And sometimes their best, so to speak, is something that the devil conjured up. It gives them ability way beyond what you would consider that a man or a woman could do. It seems like it's something that was brewed not on this earth. Something that was brewed in the spirit world, and they were willing to literally sell their soul. Now, I have no knowledge at all whether when a person sells their soul that they'll be able to purchase the blessings of salvation from God. I don't know. But I would certainly not want to run the risk. I would not want to come close to running the risk. If you want spiritual wealth, you want to be so well known and want to be thought of so well, so badly, that you sell your soul. But there are people that are certainly doing that this very day. And that is not the prosperity that the Apostle John was wishing upon the souls of mankind. He was speaking to the saints, but he is speaking to people that would be saints. People that would be dealing with the cares and temptations of this life. Whatever it is that God allows us to go through, wherever we are on life's journey, God has made it possible for us to prosper. So, as we go on with the thought, I would like for you to turn to the 55th chapter of Isaiah, and I'd like to read probably verses 10 and 11. Try not to keep you too long. Verses 10 and 11 of Isaiah, the 55th chapter.
Whereas the rain comes down,
yes,
and the snow from heaven,
Yes.
And return not thither.
Yes.
But water the earth.
Yes.
And make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater.
Amen.
So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth.
Yes.
It shall not return unto me void.
Yes.
But it shall accomplish that which I plead.
Amen.
And it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent.
So when we hear the word of God, we heard the word of God this morning. God has fixed it so we can prosper by that word. We can. With the attitude of heart and mind to take in obedience, everything we hear from the mouth of God, God can cause us to prosper. He can cause us to go forward in His name. And what does the scripture say? I can't think of just the right words. Do exploits. God can cause us to do exploits that, again, we didn't think we were even capable of. But God can cause His people to prosper. But He does it through His word. He does it through our willingness to be obedient to His word. He does it through our willingness to humble ourselves under His mighty hand and to go His way. We all have some degree of intellect, but we can't match the intellect that God has. He knows exactly and at what time and in what way that we can prosper the best. So I'm glad, and I believe you're glad also, that God didn't leave that to us. So we can trust Him for that and know that He'll carry us through. God's word will prosper us. I can't think exactly. I thought I wrote it down. Well, you'll know what I'm talking about when I mention it. Maybe it's Second Chronicles, the 20th chapter. Believe in the Lord your God. So shall you prosper. Believe His prophets, and so shall you be established. Believe in God's word, and you'll prosper. Believe. God help us. Believe in the Lord your God. It's the other way around. Thank you. So shall you be established. There will be a stability in your life when you believe in the Lord your God. And believe His prophets. When the prophecy and the word of God goes forth, God will prosper us if we believe it. If we don't believe it, well then, certainly the Lord can only take it so far with us. Certainly we cannot. We can't grow and prosper in our soul if we don't even believe the word. There is no portion of the word of God that's not for us. Every bit of it is for us. And how we address it in our heart and our mind depends upon the level of prosperity that we will have. And so let us let the Lord take His word and work in us and work through us and work through our mind and our spirit and our attitude. All there is within us, let us allow the Lord to work it, because He's the only one that can cause it to prosper. Yes. But we must watch our spirit and attitude as we hear the word of God. We heard some people don't want anybody to talk about anything, telling them what to eat and what not to eat. But you know what? You can hurt so bad. God can allow something to come your way and you can hurt so bad that you'll be willing to eat something that you declared that when I get grown, I'll never eat that again. But you will eat it, and you'll be glad to eat it. And there are things that you liked very, very much is a part of the culture of the kind of cooking that was prepared around you all the time. And you liked it, you appreciated it, you loved it, but you'll be willing to lay it aside when God gets finished with you. And I think the older an individual gets, the more they're willing to lay aside some things. They probably enjoyed them most of their life. So now let's allow the Lord to purge some of these things out of our system and cleanse our system so that we can have a prosperous body and let God use our body and our strength for His glory. And so I'm thankful for the prosperity of the people of God. And I'm thankful for all that God is doing and all He's going to do. But we certainly don't want to get at ease in any way. We want to keep the door open, keep the avenue open for the Lord to work his work and his will throughout our entire lives. Thinking of another scripture, first division of Psalms, I'd like to read there. The first six verses, someone can read.
Blessed is the man.
Yes.
That walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly.
Yes.
Nor standeth in the way of sinners.
Amen.
Nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful.
Yes.
But his delight is in the law of the Lord.
He delights in the law of God.
And in his law doth he meditate day and night.
What is the scripture that says? In the Psalms. Delight yourself in the Lord. Delight thyself in the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. You know, thank you. Would you read that, please?
Delight thyself also in the Lord.
Yes.
And he shall give thee the desires of thy heart.
He'll give you the desires of your heart. Thank the Lord. You know, it means something to delight, to really delight in something is saying a little bit more, you know, I kind of like that.
Right.
You know, that's kind of nice. I kind of enjoy that.
Yeah.
Delight yourself in it, in the laws of God, in God's word. Meditate on them. You know, when you're living for the Lord, you don't have to just sit down and just, Lord, I want you to help me just to really know and understand whether you really want me or how you want me to apply this scripture. You know what? If you just keep moving forward in the light of the word that God has given you, you know he'll open things up one step at a time. It doesn't work well for us to have a long-range vision of some things. Now, I know we need a vision. Without a vision, the people perish. But God withholds some things from us sometimes. He doesn't let us know what everything that's going to happen tomorrow. We don't even know everything that's going to happen this evening. If he did, we could not call it a walk of faith. It would not be a walk of faith if we knew and understood just exactly how we're to apply God's word. God reveals it to us, and we have to really want to know it. Some people are of the attitude of heart and mind that, you know, if they don't get it right away, if they have to dig for it, and they have to really seek the Lord and really get into the Word of God, well, then, like, well, I guess it's not for now. No, when God gives us His Word and we have a question about His Word, we're to seek Him with our whole heart. And He'll give us an understanding and help us know how to apply that Word to our life. Some things, as I say, some things we don't know exactly how to go about it, but we know it's the will of God. We realize we don't rush into anything, but we allow the Lord to just lead us step by step, that we'll know how to apply God's word in our lives in such a way it'll be a blessing to us and it'll be edifying for the people of God. So God bless us as we walk this walk of faith, that we will allow it to be the prosperous journey that he wants it to be for us. There are wonderful things in the land of Canaan, in the land of Beulah. Our journey will be ended one of these days. But, you know, we want to be able to look back just every day. We want to be able to look back and see the beauty and the glory of God's direct dealings with our eternal soul. It's just been a wonderful walk. Why you hear people say, I wouldn't take anything for my journey. Oh, I shed tears. Oh, yes, I endured some pain and suffering. And I went through whatever a saint goes through on the pathway of the just. But the results were such that it brought such spiritual richness to my soul, I wouldn't change anything for it. And so I appreciate the riches of the grace of God. Some of it is a mystery to us still.
Yeah.
But God reveals it again. He unfolds it as we need the understanding, the comprehension, and he helps us to know how to apply it to our lives in such a way that he gets all the glory.
Yeah.
All right. What scripture did I just call? Psalms? Did you read through the sixth verse? All right. Thank you. Yes. Yes, ma'am. Thank the Lord. It's not the way with people that are ungodly.
But are like the chaff which the wind driveth away.
Lord help.
Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment.
Yes.
Nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous.
Amen.
For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous.
Yes.
But the way of the ungodly shall perish.
You know, that's a sad prospect for a soul.
Yes.
And as we look on the world and see the rapid pace that they are going out into eternity. We were, I forget exactly where we were going yesterday. Well, I went to the store, and there was a lot of activity with the emergency vehicles. I didn't go over there, but I knew there were quite a few. But later on, I had reason to go down that street again. All roped off. And it was a, this must have been an hour and a half or more. There was a young man sitting in the car, slumped over. And my heart just fell. And somebody went out into eternity. And somebody has a sin on their heart. Somebody has something on their heart that you can't wash away with Fuller soap. It takes God. It takes a humble humility before God. There isn't anything God can't forgive except the presumptuous sin of sinning against the Holy Ghost. But God can forgive any sin if we humble our heart before God. The scripture says, it's in the book of Proverbs, he that covereth his sins will not prosper. You know, we have to stay come clean with God all the time. You don't have to tell everybody all your business. God help us. But we must be perfectly honest with God. There's some things that discretion is needed when you're talking to people. But when you're talking to God, you know, you can open it all up to him. God help us to get into the habit, to stay in the habit of not covering anything from God. You know he sees it anyway. And it's of no worth at all. You're going to have to, if you want to stay clear with God, if you want to prosper in your soul, and I don't know where anyone is, but I know we all have to do this. I know we can't stay saved unless we allow the Lord to work and deal with us and keep ourselves as an open book before God and keep our conscience clear, not only before God, before men as well. Paul said, herein do I exercise myself to keep a conscience, to have a conscience void of offense toward God and man. Now, you may be an offense to someone. They may be an offense to you, and they don't even know it. But what you know, the knowledge that you have before God, we allow the Lord to work with us and deal with us. And whatever we say and do in life and the Spirit of the Lord puts his finger on it, you know, we have to deal with that thing. So you don't have to testify about it when you come to prayer meeting unless God tells you to. Sometimes there's some things that the Lord just says, well, okay, I'm giving you a testimony tonight. Oh, Lord. I would have rather kept that to myself. But the Lord sees that when you speak it, somebody else needs it. And that's how he edifies his church. But we can't cover anything, ever. God help us. And God knows how to bless us and help us. Now, it's just the way of the cross. It's just the way from earth to glory. He that covereth his sins, I believe I wrote it down somewhere. Yes, ma'am, that's what it is. Proverbs 28:13. Yes.
Shall not prosper.
He's not going to prosper.
But whosoever confesses and forsakes them shall have mercy.
Yes. Someone wrote, no man has ever been deceived so much by anyone than by himself. God help us. Yes, you know, all of us, I believe this, if you can correct me, if you feel like what I'm saying is in error. All of us have a tendency, it's easier to lead toward a little dishonesty. It's easier for you to go through life and be a little dishonest. And the way the world is geared, you almost are demanded to be dishonest, to fit into the world. But when it comes to living for God, and if we're going to walk as close as we possibly can, there are things that God will put his finger on, and they'll seem the most minute thing. But we address it the way the Holy Ghost tells us to, and find out that had we not, it could grow into something that would send us on a road of no return. So God knows. God knows. There's nothing too little. There are times when the Lord would have us confess to men, and then there are times that God would just have us to work it out between himself and ourselves. So may that door stay open. Keep that door open all the time. May there be a fear in our heart of not keeping our heart and our mind and spirit exposed before God. All right, reading on a little bit more. Job, the 9th chapter, the first 4 verses. Someone read that, please. Yes, ma'am.
I just like to add, the Lord knows it anyway.
Yes, he does. That's right. That's right. He does know it. But there's something about self. Can make a person feel. It takes some people a long time to open up before the Lord. And you know, God is gracious enough that he'll work with an individual. He'll work with them for a good while before they're willing to come clean. So I'm thankful that God gives us the choice of staying open before him. There's always the temptation the devil will try to give an individual. Well, you know, you don't have to tell it all. Well, you may not. And then at the same time, you might need to tell it all. So, however it is, we can keep our lives clear before the Lord. God help us to be found doing that by his grace. All right, Job. Did I say Job? 9th chapter, the first 4 verses.
Then Job answered and said,
yes.
I know it is so of the truth, but how should man?
Amen.
If he will contend with him, he cannot answer him one of a thousand.
Yes.
He is wise in heart and mighty in strength.
Amen.
Who has hardened himself against him and has prospered.
Yes. Well, that's a question to answer. Who has refused and rejected God? Who's turned aside from God and prospered in their life? You know anyone that's done that? It may seem like to them that they got the upper hand. And it could be that much of their riches is from dishonest gain. And they may feel like they're in a very secure place. The scripture lets us know how unjust gain will just take wings. And they never bring the satisfaction to the person that they thought it would really bring. A person that gets gain in a dishonest way, you know what they're always doing? Looking behind their back. They know what they did, and they're just projecting that somebody else is going to do the same thing to them. But God help us, and God encourage us along the way, that we realize that we cannot harden ourselves against the mandates of God. We can't set them aside. We can't dismiss them. We can't discredit them. We're going to have to allow the Lord to work in our lives. We can't harden ourselves against God's chidings, God's admonition. We're going to have to allow the Lord to work deep down with the thing that he's endeavoring to deal with. Sometimes we don't even see it ourselves, but God sees it. And so we need to allow the Lord to have free hand in our lives altogether. Yeah. Who's hardened himself? I just don't know anybody. And I'm sure all of us have had some kind of experience in life where an individual from all appearances hardened himself. God brought it forth. It was clear. It was plain. And they hardened themselves. And where are they now? In a bad place. So God help us. You know, it's just not worth it. It's just not worth it not to allow the Lord to do in our life what he wants to do in our life. Sometimes we act like we really know where we're going and we really know how to do it, but we really don't know. And we need him every step of the way. Prosperity in our lives is something that we want. We want to know that our soul is prospering in the things of God. And God help us and bless us and encourage us along the way that we'll let him do so. Thinking of another scripture, 122nd division of Psalms. One thing for sure, I'm thinking of the scripture in the 54th chapter in Isaiah, no weapon that the enemy uses against us can prosper.
Right.
We're living right before the Lord. Doesn't matter what the enemy tries to use, it won't prosper. But God will prosper his work, and he'll prosper his people if we follow in his steps. 122nd division of Psalms, and I think maybe the first 9 verses. 122, verses 1 through 9.
Psalm 122?
Yes, please.
I was glad when they said unto me,
yes.
Let us go into the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Our feet shall stand within thy gate, O Jerusalem.
Amen.
Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together.
Yes.
Whether the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks.
Yes.
For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David.
Yes.
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
They shall prosper that love thee.
They shall prosper that love spiritual Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
Read the rest of the 7-8 verse. Yes.
Peace be within thy walls.
Peace be within thy walls
and prosperity
within thy palaces.
For my brethren
and companions' sake,
I will now say,
peace be within thee.
Because
of the house of the Lord our God,
I'll
seek thy good. You know, there is a certain sensitivity that we keep regarding the house of God, the church of God. A certain sensitivity that we keep, that our prayers, our hearts, our desires are to see God's work prosper.
Yes.
We want to see it prosper.
Yes.
We can see the things that the enemy does to try to hinder the prosperity of God's people and of the work of God. But you know, when everything's said and done and all the smoke is cleared away, God is still going to have his way in the storm and the whirlwind. And God has placed his hand on something that he wants to see prosper in his church. He will see to it that it advances. And we don't have to get in the way. We don't have to do or say anything per se. We don't have to figure it all out how it's going to happen. It's just going to happen in spite of the devil. In spite of all the things that the enemy may try to put in the way of God's work and God's people, God's truth, his truth is marching on.
Yeah.
May not be in the numbers that it once was, but there was a period in the history of the church that the numbers were there, but the level of spirituality was not. God is more concerned with the quality of our spiritual life than anything else. Can you believe that?
Yes.
God is more concerned about the prosperity of our soul. And if we have to be afflicted for God to get across what He wants, you know, the scripture says it's much more precious than gold for our faith to be tried. Much more, not just more precious, much more precious than gold for God to try our faith and for the Lord to purge and purify our faith and confidence in God's ability to do all the things that we're asking of Him to do and exceeding above and beyond all those things. We can set our limitations on things because we just don't see how it's going to happen. But the scripture tells us not to limit the Holy One of Israel. God can prosper us beyond our imagination. He can prosper His work beyond our imagination. God has been known to let the numbers get down so low that the enemy said, well, they're just going to become extinct. Don't listen to the devil. The Lord said, I'm able to raise up people from stones. Don't you know who I am? That's what I want to do. The devil can do as he will, but I'm going to have my way. And I'm going to have a people. I'm going to have a people that I can use in the way that I want to use them. And I'm going to see to it that whatever they do prospers as long as they believe my word and they put the greatest value on the Word of God and the ways that God has ordained to bring us to the place where we're continually putting our feet, placing our feet on higher ground. We don't want to stay in the same place. We may stay in a certain condition for a while, but God knows what He's doing. But you can rest assured in time. When God sees us right, God will move us on. And God will continue to work with us in the manner that pleases Him. I appreciate God's ways. I appreciate His holy and godly ways. And I appreciate the challenges that the Lord gives us from time to time. But know of a certainty, His desire is that we prosper at all times, in the deepest of trials, and when it seems everything's going our way, there's still something for us to do to draw closer to God. God bless the reading of His word. Pray for me. Yes. Yes. Thank you. Exploits for all of us.
Yeah.
And God help us to be in the place where He can use us like as He will. Pray for me.